from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We are going to go to the hotline. We've got, what does Joe call it? A special treat. Isn't that
is very that, special treat?
A very special treat. We have the head coach of the Pitt Panthers. That would be Pat Narduzzi. Pitt started camp Tuesday or Wednesday, so they're getting rolling now. Pat, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me. And hopefully you guys are off to a good start to your camp.
We are off to a good start. We got three in so far, Paul, and it's great to be on with you as always.
Yeah. I know that the thing that most people are going to be very intrigued by when you guys start playing games and people get to watch you play is your offense. And so it seems like it's an offense that's not like what you've done since you've got here. Now that you've seen it a little bit on the field, you obviously saw it in spring football. I mean, what are your thoughts on the way that it's going to be, the way that it's going to go?
Yeah, Paul, it's certainly something to be excited about. I'm excited to see what it looks like on August 31st against Kent State and Nacrasure Stadium. You know, can't wait to see what it looks like. But we're polishing it up right now. You know, Coach Bell came in January, and he's installed it, and you can even see the first 3 days of camp here, how much different it looks from, you know, really what it looked like in spring ball. So you're seeing, you know, that evolution of really what Coach Bell and the offense staff brings to the table here in Pittsburgh. I think it's going to be exciting to watch as a fan. We expect to score a lot of points this year, which, you know, we didn't, you know, last year, and it's something that I think, you know, this football team needed desperately. I know our kids are excited about it. Every day you can just see, you know, the big eyes and the attitude that our offense is carrying right now is something that I haven't seen in a while since the Pickett era. You know, we've run similar offenses. We've been spread out. I mean, with Kenny, we, you know, tossed it around a lot and ran it, you know, pretty much the 50-50, you know, type offense, run pass, and that's what we expect to be this year. But it should be, you know, a little bit more tempo to it, and it's something we're all looking forward to.
Is that really the difference, Pat? I mean, at the end of the day, you have to run plays, you have to run the ball, you have to pass the ball, and all that. But is that really going to be sort of the difference, is how many plays you run because of how quickly you run the plays?
It might be. I mean, it depends on who the defense is and what we're doing. But, I think the tempo will be something to watch, you know, but we have the ability to speed it up and go real fast. We have the ability to slow it down when we want to. We have the ability now to look to the sideline and change a play and maybe put ourselves into a better play. So those are all things that we're looking forward to. And I think it even helps with the green dot, you know, that NFL style of, you know, the quarterback coach, you know, offense coordinator talking to the quarterback and changing things as we go. You know, that green dot will stay on for 15 seconds. So that'll be one of it. But it's also the creativity. I think, you know, I just see a lot of creativity in what we're doing offensively. I think we'll be different than a lot of the ACC offenses. I think everybody spreads it out nowadays. We were one of the few that didn't last year or the last couple years. But, you know, I think it's the tempo, but I think it's also the creativity and the ability to make plays.
Well, one of the things I read that you said that you see a young sort of you, some of the traits of a young Pat Narduzzi in Cade Bell, your new offensive coordinator. I can't imagine anybody has as much energy as you do. Is he intense like you? I mean, does he get after it out there on the practice field?
Yeah, he does, Paul. Like, you need to come to practice one day. You know, you're always welcome. You're, you know,
yeah,
the father of a former alumnus, former football player in Elijah. And, you know, certainly, you know, you're welcome to come out and watch it and get a little preview. But, you know, the thing I love about Coach Bell is he's on the details. It's details. You know, we can make a play, but he's yelling about the other crap into play, because there's 11 things, whether it's front side, back side, what a receiver is doing, or you know, the quarterback threw a touchdown pass, but he threw it to the wrong guy that he was supposed to. So it's just more details. He's intense, and I think our players love it. They love the intensity. They love the aggressiveness of him, you know, coaching them up and not just being satisfied with a good play. Let's make it a great play.
Is Nate Yarianello still your, you know, for the most part, your starting quarterback, or is there still a battle going on? Or, you know, that's obviously the number one position people always want to know about.
Yeah, I think there's always a quarterback battle on. I think there's a defensive tackle. There's an outside linebacker battle on. There's battles going on all over the field. You know, Ben Sauls, he's going to fight to be the starting kicker too. You know, we want all those guys to feel, you know, I remember being a player, and you probably remember, Paul, you know, just like, you know, when you're competing, you always want to be looking that guy behind you, because we brought in talent. We've got guys that can play. But Nate came out of spring ball as a starter. Nate thus goes into fall camp as a starter. And there's nothing wrong with naming a starter in spring ball or fall camp. But we're going to continue, you know, to compete all the way through, you know, August. And put the best product on the field. You know, we need to get the right signal caller out there. Nate is certainly capable. We watched it last year. We got a lot of confidence in Nate. But, you know, I watch Eli Holstein out there, and he's looking really good as well. And that's a great thing. You know, if we had no competition at that position and nobody, you know, and that's the two pole position or three spot, you know, they'd all be kind of going, you know, what am I competing for? They're all competing to play, because you're one play away from being that starter.
Yeah, I think one thing that, you know, obviously I got a chance to watch it a little up close and personal. One thing I do like how you do things is that there is competition every single day for pretty much every player. Even, you know, the best players on the team have to earn their spot every day. And my question is, I mean, nowadays with all the transfer portal stuff and everything else that goes on, I mean, are you still able to operate that way, or do you have to worry about, you know, kids getting offended or whatever and wanting to go somewhere else?
Paul, we're going to keep coaching the old school way, the way I know you'd be coaching the team and the way I coach the team. Is that, you know, kids like competition. They want to be told the truth, and they want to compete. And, they, you know, that portal is never going to change the way we coach football. It's the way it's supposed to be done. There's got to be competition. It's got to be fair competition. And we try to make everything even and give everybody an opportunity to show who they are and what they bring to the table. They all are playing for the University of Pittsburgh. And, if you start worrying about, well, we got to take care of this guy, he's got to play because of this, well, you know, the guy that should be playing, he might be going to portal. So we just, you know, at the end of the day, I think everybody on the team will know who the starters are at each position. And to me, it'll be visible. It'll be visible. Eli's going to have to beat out Nate. Nate's going to have to beat out Eli. And the same thing at every position.
Just a couple more for you, Pat. Your defense lost some, you know, pretty high profile players from last year, obviously some high impact players. You know, what do you have sort of, I mean, you've recruited a lot of defensive players, so I'm sure there's not a shortage of players, but do you have some younger guys that are ready to step up and step into some positions? Do you expect your defense to be really good again?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, you know, the high profile players and all that. They won us 3 games a year ago, so it was time to revamp a little bit and get even better guys in there. And I think that's what we've done. I think this roster right now, top to bottom, is a heck of a lot better than it was a year ago. And that goes for, what we look like on defense. I think our defense has a lot of confidence. We got a lot of athletes on defense I think we showed that in spring ball and we've continued to show that, day three in the fall camp. We talk about the competition and we've got guys and there was competition in the spring and may have forced some guys to go, maybe I'm not going to play as much as I want to. And we're looking to get better. We're not looking to stay the same.
Well, I think that's the big thing. You got a lot of young. I'm just kind of excited to watch, how it all looks when you finally put all the pieces together. Last one for you, Pat, and then I'll let you go. Is last night? I think tomorrow night. The 412 Collective apparently is having a big fundraiser type stuff. How big of a part of college athletics is that whole NIL thing become? And with the new settlement coming in and everything else, is it going to get under control? I know that, it's something that a lot of people don't seem to have a grasp on.
Yeah, nobody has a grasp on it. The House is still, to be seen as far as how that whole thing's going to work out. But, NIL and Alliance 412 and Chris Bickle, who runs our collective, who is outstanding, he does a great job. We couldn't tell you how much appreciation we have for him, because we wouldn't be where we are right now with our roster that we have. Without Chris Bickle and the Alliance 412 helping us retain the ones that we want to keep. Gavin Bartholomew is one of those guys that is an impact football player for Pitt and will be an impact player in the ACC. So, the Alliance 412, that collective is big time. And we've got a big event. If you don't have your tickets yet, I think you can still get them. They'll be tomorrow, I think about 6 p.m., over at the Pete, I believe. I got to still get my directions where the heck I'm going tomorrow, but I know it's going on tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow evening, and it's going to be an unbelievable event. It's the first time we've done it. There's going to be a lot of auction items that a Pitt fan would want to get their hands on, and something that, if you don't have your tickets, go get them.
Apparently, Pat Bostic is going to be broadcasting from there, but he's invited Adam Crowley to this thing. Adam is very nervous that you're going to give him a hard time about being a West Virginia grad.
Yeah, I'll have to talk to Bostic about that. I don't know what the heck's going on here. I mean, what are we doing? Paul Zeiss should be there. What's going on here? Maybe you had a date with your wife tomorrow night. Maybe you got something else going on. But, that'll be interesting. He might get booed out of there.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll give him a hard time, but, we got a lot of faithful Pitt people going to be there tomorrow evening, so he might have a rough crowd. He better come with a Pitt shirt on. You might advise him.
Well, I appreciate that, Pat. I know you're very, very busy. It's camp, and it's everything's a whirlwind, so I appreciate you taking a few minutes with us, and good luck. Hopefully, we're trying to work it out with EJ that we're going to come over and do a broadcast during one of your camp days.
That would be outstanding. And, I got word prior to practice on the field that you wanted to get on. I'm like, heck yeah, let's go.
All right.
You're always welcome. We'd love to have you down here. We got plenty of room for you to broadcast. Shoot, we'll put you up in the tower and let you get a great view and let you do the radio broadcast from up there. The music might be a little too loud for you. I don't know.
I like loud music. So
yeah, we'd love to have you.
Well, thank you, Pat. I appreciate it. And we will see you soon, sir.
Sounds great, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
All right. All right. Thank you, Pat Narduzzi. And, hey, you know, are you as excited about seeing the new offense, City Limits?
Yeah, Cade Bell, I mean, the offense that he runs, it's going to be quick, up-tempo, basically just a mirage of, well, I guess similar to what Chip Kelly did. It's not going to be the same thing, but that's the type of pace that they're going to try to play at.
Yeah, I think when you watch the offense, right, if they can, you know, obviously it comes down to executing. Any offense you run, it comes down to executing. But to me, this offense, if you execute it well, I think has a chance to be really, really something spectacular because of the way that they do it. You know, they had, during the offseason, they were allowed to have 1 hour of practice a week, okay? And in that 1 hour, they ran 100 plays.
I remember that.
100 plays in an hour. So, you know, and they apparently get it, you know, get it going pretty quickly. The tempo is always fun. And so hopefully we will be able to, have a lot of that this year. And again, I thought he's always good for one of these lines too, City Limits. Well, you know, that all those high profile players on defense led us to 3 wins last year. So we had
those guys left too.
We had to do something different. I love it. And I also love the fact that he's like, listen, I only know how to coach one way. I'm coaching one way, and that's it. So he was tremendous. Coming up, we got Bob Walk, right?
Yes, sir.
He's at the top of the hour, so.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.